Welcome to the podcast From Plow to Plate with founder and farmer Sam Lucy, who alongside his wife Brooke operate Bluebird Grain Farms in the Metow Valley in north central Washington State, growing, processing, and marketing organic grains.
All right, it is time for another From Plow to Plate. Sam Lucy is here. I have so enjoyed this, and I've really learned a lot of things. The flavors that I really go for, it's all about the taste. What I've learned from you is the mineral content. That's where all these flavors come from. That goes back to what you're doing with the soil. And where we're at right now in this series, I guess, is how do you get that grown product all the way to us?
The grains, the heritage grains, the heritage wheats, the Amaretto, the einkorn, take some extra processing. I will say it up front. I don't like the word processing. It sounds too industrial. But I don't know any other way to call this.
Yeah.
We are putting in a new processing packaging facility. We will have better interface with the public there as well. But predominantly, we needed a new facility.
Yeah.
We've been cranking out so much product from up on the hill. So that's very exciting. What we've learned in the last 17 years of processing these heritage grains is they have a lot of idiosyncrasies of their own, certainly from year to year, from field to field, but just the grains themselves. So there's a lot of ways we've talked in the past on how to de-hull the Amer, de-hull the einkorn, because if you recall, we are harvesting it and keeping it in the husk or hull, unlike hybridized modern wheat, which is field threshed, essentially. You thresh it with your combine, and it doesn't look a lot different in the grain tank on the combine.
And I'm guessing that industrialized grain growing has got there through the genetic modification of those grains so that they will go ahead and hull themselves while they're just...
I may or may not have mentioned the commodity system, and plants have been bred more recently to match the farming systems, not the other way around. So back to the heritage grains. You could destroy them with the wrong processing. And whole grains, all the goodies in that grain, are what we want to put in the package that shows up on your door and in your skillet, your boiling pot, your salads. So we've learned how to do that. It's taken a while, and there's been naughty words said from time to time, and I haven't always been in love with these grains. But hopefully we've streamlined a lot of that.
Yeah.
It begins with the storage, right, at harvest, whether we've got Blaine's harvest coming in or our harvest. It needs to be harvested at the right moisture content, so your grain doesn't go through a lot of wet, dry cycles cycles before you can harvest it. That breaks down the integrity of the grain. So where it's grown is important, how it's grown, as we mentioned, then how it's processed. We want to take that husk off, but leave the complete kernel afterwards.
Now, just backing up a sec, you're leaving that husk on because I'm guessing it's kind of Mother Nature's way of protecting it, right?
Good point, yeah. So if we tried to field thresh it the way we do wheat, we'd have to be so aggressive with our combines, we'd destroy it, we'd break it up. And Blaine mentioned it, how there's as much nutrition in the hull and the straw as there is in the grain itself. So it's really protective of the fruit inside. And it's a time capsule. As long as it's in that hull, it has not been open to the world.
How long can you keep it like that before milling?
The tombs.
Oh, okay. So that's what...
No, that's the real deal. And as long as it's put up correctly, just like hay, you can keep good hay for a long time if it's put up right. You go through all the work of growing, you got to harvest it right. Multiple steps, the final step being the processing and the packaging, which we are realizing is become our strength because we... One, have learned how to process these grains and keep the integrity there by keeping it a whole grain. Even in our new facility, we're still going to be a custom mill, meaning we get our orders in the week before, and we're only going to be processing those orders. So it's fresh, fresh grains, fresh flours. So the longer we keep the Amer and the einkorn in the hull, the longer it's preserved. So to take you through the processing line, if it's not being hulled, The first thing is we have a destoner and a machine that'll take out any of the impurities of the grain before you start running it through your grading line. If we're not hulling it, the wheat would first get air screened and cleaned by size. Then it goes into a indent cylinder. That's a bunch of little pockets, and it uniformly sizes the grain again. Then it goes onto our gravity table. Then the gravity table is what separates it by weight. And that's where you can stratify out your number one grains, your heavy grains climb to the top of the table. You know those are your nutrient-dense, high mineral grains. And that's what goes into the bag, whether it's emmer, einkorn, wheat, rye. That's what you get on your table.
Yeah.
And then that's also what we put into our flour mill. So we do have to clean all these grains before we set them up and put them on our flour mill. The hulling is an extra process that most commercial mills are just not willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the byproduct of the hulls. It can be a liability, except we know there's a ton of nutrients in there. Yeah. So right now, for the last couple of years, I've been working with a local person who's turning them into compost. I haven't had the time to do it. I'm happy to help someone else get going. We'll see where it goes when we start generating a lot more. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's usable byproduct. We're not making anything on it for the time being.
Is it too light to put
it's
back on the field?
Too light to put on the field. Yeah. It would just go everywhere. And we have all our straw anyway.
Yeah.
So we don't really need the organic matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what I was going to say about, let's call it the modern wheat, the stuff that doesn't need to be hulled, even that activity of cleaning it, running it through the air screener, through the indent, onto the table, it does generate a little heat. So we limit how far ahead we do even that process. Mm-hmm. We're talking fresh grains. You end up with it on your table in Seattle or in California or right here in the Meadow, particularly here in the Meadow. That grain was cleaned within a week, generally.
I love that.
And certainly the flour is milled that week
because
obviously the oxidation starts. So if you have the integrity in these grains, all the endosperm and germ and bran on the grain, it's a true whole grain.
Yeah.
Everything that's in that kernel, ground, but nothing taken out, nothing put in. That's one reason we use a hammer mill. We can give you a very uniform flour. With our hammer mill, it doesn't heat the flour. We can control the heat of the flour easily. But our hammer mill has given us really nice flour for many years. You put your order in, and that flour is going to be fresh that week. That's still our goal on a bigger scale, but we're going to keep that because we know the importance of freshness. Because all this work that's gone in ahead of time, why ruin it?
Right.
Why have pre-cleaned stuff sitting around that's ready to go? You want to get it in the customer's hands as fast as you can once it's processed. That's not to say that it's going to go bad immediately. It's
How long would you want to be eating after it was bagged up?
So like our flour, which is probably oxidizes the fastest since it has gone through a real process. We like people to eat it within 30 or 40 days.
Okay.
Use it within 30 or 40
month,
days.
Month and a half.
We have a couple bakeries, one in town here, that likes their flour a little aged. So when they put in their order, they are planning on that flour not being used right off. And so there's a whole nother school that thinks it should be oxidized a couple of weeks. What I've learned, I'm not a baker. That's the one part I haven't learned yet. I know about
Me neither.
I'm an eater, but... Yeah. Baking's objective as well.
Sure.
But I haven't met an artisan baker yet that doesn't understand the importance of pretty fresh flour and the difference of what you get off the shelf and what you can get from a custom mill. And there's more and more small mills and custom mills popping up around, which is part of this whole movement, which is great.
Yeah.
Coffee's a great analogy. It's the difference between drinking coffee that was maybe ground a month or two prior in your grinder that morning.
Yep.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar. But as far as the grains storage life, a long time. Don't hesitate to get a 25-pound brown paper bag of grain, as long as you store it, as Tom Petty says, in a cool, dry place.
Yeah.
you're good.
Yeah.
And we have a great climate for storage.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So I was so pleased to get Blaine's answer to this question. in the talks over time, I've realized you guys kind of have a job, an occupation that is not being taught in universities or anything. It's more of a heart connection. Again, here you are describing a type of farming and then everything that goes into caring for the soil, getting this product as good as it can be into the hands of consumers quickly. That's not the easy way to go. I'm guessing that there's some sort of heartstring pull that got you there.
Yeah, well, there's certainly been a fair amount of scrambling over the years up at our current facility.
Yeah.
Customer service never goes out of style.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably are our own worst enemy in the sense we set the bar pretty high for our customers. And, hey, we have this wonderful fraternity now of loyal customers.
Yeah.
You know, retail, wholesale, yeah. Some of our distributors. We feel so grateful that they understand. They might not understand all the processes, but as mm-hmm. you say, they understand this stuff tastes good.
Yeah.
And it's a good product.
Yeah.
But it does come back to one of my other mentors, Bruce Tanio, who asked us that question at my first seminar I went to. How many of you farmers count yourselves as nutritionists? Raise your hand. And we all looked at each other, and he's like, well, if you don't think of yourself as a nutritionist, you need to get it on the job.
Okay. So let me pause at one more thing, because I think it might be something that I'm curious about. There's another thing that is, it takes a certain tenacity to hang in there and do this. And I'm wondering, would you say that maybe it has to do with just that sort of New England type of spirit you've got in you?
Are you referring to pure cussedness?
That's another way, yes.
Yes. I'm sure it's been handy at times.
I'll bet.
It's a double-edged sword.
That's what I think I was seeing.
Yeah, for sure. Both my wife, Brooke, and myself have wanted to see this through.
Mm-hmm.
To this next phase, so we can get re-excited about what we're doing. And our phase is, the groundwork's already laid, so to speak. Yep. And our ethics, we're just going to celebrate this more.
Yeah.
And work with more regenerative farmers and try to educate more and just celebrate. Mm-hmm. Celebrate good food. That's really the premise of this.
I agree. Well, I'm going to celebrate it with you. This has been fun, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. I look forward to keeping rolling here.
Bluebird Grain Farms, your source for the finest 100% certified organic ancient grains, fresh milled flour, and whole grain handcrafted blends. Bluebird's products are sown, harvested, and sun-cured with care and milled to order on the farm here in the Medow Valley in northern Washington so that you can enjoy the most delicious plow-to-package grain that money can buy. Check out the website, www.bluebirdgrainfarms.com, where you can learn more about their farming practices and shop on their online retail store for ancient grain products, local honey, sourdough starters, monthly grain CSA subscriptions, gift boxes, and more. That's BluebirdGrainFarm.com.